And we start with Connie Mayer, same day at NRL.
So tell me about the beginning of radio astronomy at NRL.
Now, I don't know what date or anything things really got started, but probably around 1946. And the first things that were attempted were Huygens' attempted measurements of the sun and moon. And I believe most of it was at 8 millimeters wavelength. And the early stuff was done with a 10-foot dish at that wavelength. And
is this one of the 10-footers that's still up there in the building?
No. No, but one of those 10-footers came about that time. I mean early, but not in 46, I think. I don't remember dates. Certainly one of those came fairly early on a simple mounting. But anyway, those were the first things that were done, and somewhere around 1948, Haddock started doing things in radio astronomy.
What was this branch called then? It wasn't the radio astronomy branch.
Well, let's see, it was called originally centimeter wave research. By that time, the name had been changed, I think, to radio frequency research.
And these were all former radar people from the war?
Or? Basically radar. What the branch did in the war was some work on radar systems, some work on testing and fooling around with operational systems, both in contractor tests and in operational type tests. And some work in development of special radars, submarine radars, Doppler radars for getting actual ground speed for aircraft.
Mm.
And but a large amount of the work was on components. And a lot of work was done in developing waveguide components and antenna components for centimeter wavelengths.
How did the connection with astronomy come about? Was it a personal interest of Huygens or something?
Yeah, it was a personal interest. Well, anyway, that's how it got started. Somewhere along the line, Gibson started working with Huygens on the 8-millimeter stuff, and then somewhere around 48, Haddock started doing some things, but nothing experimental. He was doing literature searches and learning about radio astronomy and doing some, I guess you'd call it, pseudo-theoretical things. And along about...
Did he publish any of that theoretical
not
stuff?
Not much, no. It wasn't that kind of theoretical stuff, really. It was more like...
More feasibility stuff, or...?
Well, yeah, I don't... That's why I hesitate to call it theoretical, but I don't know why else you'd call it. It's just trying to see what sorts of things you could do.
Yeah.
And, of course, at that time, people still thought everything was thermal radiation and so forth. But, I guess, in about... up until 49 or 48 or 49, everything was done with just simple receivers. It wasn't really very satisfactory at all. Too much gain drift and so forth. And in about, I guess it was 48, Huygens assigned a guy named John Dahlke, who was working here, to build a Dickey radiometer, a copy of the radiometer that Dickey had used for the atmosphere measurements. Mm-hmm. And he did put one together, which didn't work. And about the same time, Huygens asked me to put together a total power radiometer for an eclipse measurement, which I did. It was essentially the same as the ones he'd been using. This was 3 centimeters. It was the ones he'd been using at 8 millimeters, just a mixer and IF followed by a DC amplifier and recorder. But it didn't work satisfactorily at all. I didn't think. By that time, Docky had given up on the Dickey thing, so I took over the Dickey thing and put together the 3-centimeter Dickey radiometer, which did work.
This was now about what time?
About 48. And that was used for by Hagen, an eclipse measurement from a destroyer off the coast of Brazil. And
was this published in any form?
I can't
in our real report?
If it was published, it was in some not very legitimate way.
Was this the first radio observation of an eclipse? Do you know that? First that you know of, anyway.
I don't know that.
It might well be, though.
It was certainly one of the first.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, when this Dickey radiometer did work quite well, and we started out right away to build a second one, because Hagen wanted us to look at the sun